from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia continues airstrikes. Russia carried out more airstrikes in Syria Friday as a U.S.-led coalition urged Moscow to halt any attacks on the Syrian opposition and focus on Islamic State targets. The coalition that includes U.S., Britain, Turkey, France, Germany, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia has been carrying out airstrikes against ISIS targets for about a year. Here's reporter Jamie Detmer, who is talking about who's being targeted by the Russians and who is not.
The Americans are targeting and their allies are targeting more in the east of Syria, where the Islamic State has its caliphate, which is based around the town of Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor, and to parts just north of Aleppo, where the Islamic State has been fighting more moderate brigades, which are backed by the West and by Gulf State countries. The area where the Russian jets have been bombing is in Hama province, Homs, and around Idlib. This is not an Islamic State area. It is controlled very much by an alliance called the Army of Conquest, which is allied to Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate. But there's a broad swathe of different groups there, some more moderate Islamist, some hardline Islamist, and they're very focused on bringing down Assad.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to meet in Paris Friday with French President François Hollande to discuss the conflict in Syria. Military officials in Nigeria say at least 14 people are dead after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri late Thursday. Officials said Friday that 39 others were injured in the blast. Witnesses said at least two of the bombers appear to be women. A military spokesman said the attacks took place near the Ajalari railway crossing in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. This is VOA News.